Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 6 Days of War, June 1967, and the Making of the Modern Middle East by Michael B. Oren is a narrative history of the Arab-Israeli conflict's pivotal turning point, the Six-Day War. Oren, a historian and former Israeli diplomat, reconstructs how a fast-moving regional crisis escalated into a conflict that reshaped borders, politics, and identities from Jerusalem to Washington and Moscow. The book follows the anxious weeks before June 1967, the military operations themselves, and the immediate aftermath that created enduring dilemmas over territory, refugees, security, and diplomacy. Rather than treating the war as a purely Israeli military story, Oren highlights the perceptions and misperceptions of multiple capitals and decision-makers, showing how intelligence assessments, domestic pressures, alliance commitments, and public narratives pushed leaders toward confrontation. The result is a detailed account of why the war happened when it did, how it unfolded so quickly, and why its consequences still define the modern Middle East. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the road to June 1967, escalation, miscalculation, and fear. A central theme is how a chain of political signals, military moves, and mistaken assumptions turned a tense standoff into war. Oren explores the regional atmosphere after earlier Arab-Israeli confrontations, focusing on how deterrence and prestige became intertwined. Leaders in Israel, Egypt, Jordan, and Syria faced pressures from rival factions, public expectations, and the need to appear resolute. The book emphasizes that escalation was not simply the product of one plan, but of interacting decisions made under uncertainty. Mobilizations, border incidents, and declarations of intent carried meanings that were interpreted differently in each capital, producing a feedback loop of alarm. Oren also situates the crisis in the Cold War environment, where external powers influence local calculations without fully controlling them. The result is a portrait of leaders juggling incomplete intelligence, alliance dynamics, and domestic legitimacy. By tracing this pre-war period carefully, the book clarifies how fear, honor, and misreading opponents can narrow diplomatic options and make conflict appear inevitable even when many actors are trying to avoid disaster. Secondly, decision-making under pressure, cabinets, commanders, and intelligence, Oren pays close attention to how governments and militaries make choices when time is short and stakes are existential. He examines the internal debates among Israeli political leaders and senior officers, including disagreements over timing, strategy, and the risks of preemption. The narrative shows how intelligence assessments shape the sense of urgency, while diplomatic considerations, especially relations with the United States, constrained available moves. On the Arab side, he depicts how leadership structures, rivalries, and communication gaps affected readiness and command effectiveness. The topic is not merely who had better weapons, but how institutions process information and translate it into action. Oren highlights the friction between political goals and military feasibility, and the ways in which leaders are influenced by advisors, coalition politics, and public mood. The book also underscores the human element, pride, fatigue, and the desire to avoid humiliation can distort judgment. This focus helps readers understand why pivotal choices were made, why alternative paths were rejected, and how a handful of decisions set the conditions for a war that would unfold with startling speed. Thirdly, how the war was won, operational speed, and the battle for the narrative. The Six-Day War is often remembered for its rapid military outcome, and Oren explains the operational factors that made that pace possible, while also probing how each side interpreted events in real time. He outlines the logic of early moves, the importance of air power and mobility, and the cascading effects that occur when one front collapses and others are forced to react. Rather than presenting combat as an abstract map exercise, the book ties operations to strategic goals and political constraints. Oren also shows that the war was fought in information space as well as on the battlefield. Governments tried to shape international reactions, sustain morale, and justify actions to allies and adversaries. As casualties and territorial changes accumulated, leaders recalculated their aims, sometimes pursuing objectives that had seemed unrealistic only days earlier. The narrative highlights how momentum can create opportunities but also tempt overreach, and how battlefield success does not automatically translate into stable political outcomes. This topic reveals why the war ended quickly, yet produced problems that proved far more difficult to resolve than the fighting itself. Fourthly, superpowers and diplomacy, Washington, Moscow, and the limits of control. Oren frames the conflict within the broader Cold War, showing how the United States and the Soviet Union influenced regional players while struggling to prevent escalation. He examines diplomatic exchanges, crisis signaling, and the challenge of interpreting allies' intentions. The book illustrates how superpower relationships with Middle Eastern states were shaped by ideology, strategic access, and credibility, but also by domestic politics and bureaucratic competition. Oren portrays Washington weighing commitments, reputational costs, and the risk of a wider confrontation, while Moscow sought to protect influence and avoid a direct clash. This topic emphasizes the limits of external control. Even powerful patrons could not reliably steer clients once local leaders perceived their survival or legitimacy at stake. The war also affected subsequent diplomacy by reshaping how the United States and Israel were viewed, altering Arab expectations of Soviet support, and changing the UN-centered approach to conflict management. Oren's account helps readers see diplomacy not as a parallel track to war, but as an integrated arena where messaging, timing, and credibility can accelerate or restrain violence. It also clarifies how post-war diplomacy inherited unresolved questions that became embedded in later peace processes. Lastly, Aftermath and Legacy, Territory, Identity, and an Unfinished Settlement, the book argues that the most enduring impact of June 1967 lies in the political and moral dilemmas created by the war's territorial results. Oren explores how the new realities altered Israeli security thinking and domestic debate, while also transforming Palestinian politics and Arab state strategies. Control of Jerusalem and other contested areas intensified religious and nationalist claims, making compromise both more urgent and more difficult. The war reframed the conflict from primarily interstate confrontation to one increasingly centered on occupation, self-determination, and competing historical narratives. Oren also discusses how the outcome influenced later diplomatic frameworks and the language of land for peace, while leaving core disputes unresolved. The topic highlights how swift military victory can produce long-term governance challenges, international scrutiny, and internal divisions. It also shows how regional actors adapted. Some pursued military rebuilding, others shifted toward diplomacy, and still others embraced asymmetrical tactics. By mapping the immediate post-war debates and their ripple effects, Oren helps readers connect the 6 days of fighting to decades of subsequent instability, negotiations, and recurring violence, explaining why 1967 remains a reference point in nearly every serious discussion of the modern Middle East. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a serious, readable account of the Six-Day War without reducing it to a single national perspective. Students of Middle Eastern history, international relations, military strategy, and diplomacy will benefit, as will general readers trying to understand why today's headlines so often echo decisions made in 1967. The practical value is its demonstration of how crises form. Leaders act on partial information, interpret signals through fear and pride, and become trapped by domestic politics and alliance expectations. Those lessons extend beyond the Middle East to any high-stakes conflict where deterrence, reputation, and rapid mobilization interact. Compared with many works that focus mainly on battlefield heroics or simplified blame, Oren's strength is synthesis. He connects political deliberations, operational realities, and superpower diplomacy in a single narrative, making it easier to see causation and unintended consequences. The book is worth buying because it offers both detailed storytelling and analytical framing, helping readers grasp how a short war produced long-term disputes over territory, legitimacy, and peace terms. If you want one volume that explains both how the war happened and why it still matters, this is a strong choice. If you would like to support Michael B. Oren, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.